We are doing aerobatics today. Lots of crazy stuff. It's nice being out here on the flight line because you get to see all the activity, all the things that are happening. And you guys have good real estate here, Doug.
This is Show Center, Monty, if there ever was one.
Doug Souder is the president of the International Aerobatic Club, and he joins us today to kick off our segment over here. This has been a very nice week so far, and how's it been going for you guys over here at the IAC?
Very well. We're getting a lot of traffic here in our IAC building, and also we have some good forums going in the Vicky Cruz Educational Pavilion right over here on the side. So it's been good. We've had a lot of traffic.
How many you guys do a forum schedule? Is that a pretty popular activity here?
Yes, it really is. We have forums on a lot of different items, including technical things like engines and propellers, and then flying things, emergency maneuver training, and stuff like that. We have some very good forums here that people really seem to like.
And tell me something about your preparation getting ready for AirVenture, because I know a lot goes into it.
An awful lot goes into AirVenture, and to tell you the honest truth, the bulk of the work is done by Trish Dimer-Steinicke, our program manager at EAA and IAC headquarters. Trish puts in a huge amount of time on this project, but also the rest of us do too, and we're also our board of directors and staff. We're also all working on preparing for the U.S. Nationals that's coming up in late September in Texas. So it's busy. A lot of telephone work for me, and I always show up here. Since I've been IAC president, I show up basically on the first day or the day before of Oshkosh and stay till the end, just to be around and to meet people and visit with people who come to the pavilion here.
Now, how long does your term run as president?
I figured you'd ask that question. As a matter of fact, my term as IAC president ends tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening?
Tomorrow evening. And
so it's a one-year term, then, is that
no,
right?
There are, it's a two-year term, and there is no limit on the number of terms that a person can run for, but for various reasons, I chose not to run again. And at about the same time, a very, very capable candidate came to the fore. It's Mike Huer, who happens to be IAC number four. And Mike will take over as president tomorrow evening. Mike is a past president of IAC. He's been a president of SEVA, the FAI's World Aerobatic Division, and he's very, very knowledgeable and experienced. So we'll still be in good hands, even after I leave tomorrow night.
Well, I'm sure it's a lot of work, really, truly. And I mean, everyone has their normal job, their normal thing that they have to do, and then this is on top of that. So
that's correct. And then, believe it or not, some of us like to spend as much time as we possibly can practicing for and flying contests, or maintaining aircraft for the same purpose, or just flying aerobatics. It's a love that we have for the sport.
And I guess we should emphasize that it truly is a sport, aerobatic flying and competing.
Sport aerobatics, which I guess I might characterize as being flying aerobatics without competing, and then competition aerobatics, are true sports. Nobody pays you a dime for this stuff. We do it all on our own dime and because we love it.
Yeah, and you've got to travel to the events. There's an expense for that. You've got to pay for your lodging. There's an expense for that. So, I mean, it's all adding up rather quickly.
That's kind of a problem. Most of the cash flow goes the wrong way, but it is a pure sport. It's something we do because we love it. It's because we love the challenge of becoming the best aerobatic pilot we can, all the way from the beginnings in the primary category up through unlimited.
Let's talk a little bit about the pavilion, Doug. I know I remember when they added this porch on here a couple of years back, and this has become quite a nice home for AirVenture for attendees.
Yes, it is. This is really a prime spot. We've been here. Our building was moved here a couple of years ago. It was not too far away, and you know, it's like one of those things. If my wife and I decide some night to rearrange the furniture in my living room, a week later I can't remember how it used to be. So I can't tell you exactly where we were before, but we've got the prime seat now, and we have this wonderful porch out here. It's a cool place to sit and watch some aerobatics, and the pavilion area, it's the Vicky Cruz Memorial Pavilion, is a great place for the forums that we hold.
Yep, it's nice and open and airy, and stays nice and cool in there.
Yes, and inside the building we have a display of several of the perpetual trophies that IAC presents or that our members have received, and a selection of IAC labeled merchandise, like the shirt I'm wearing, and one that my wife just bought me about 5 minutes ago.
So, I notice a lot of hot pink on display over here. How come you're not wearing your hot pink today, Doug?
Well, you know, I just don't feel that hot pink is my color.
There's a nice C-17 rolling out on the runway in front of us here. That's going to be on display in Boeing Plaza today. And speaking of display, I see you have quite a few aerobatic airplanes out here in front of the pavilion. How do you decide who gets to be here every year?
Well, there are a couple of ways. One is it's sort of first come, first served. And you'll see that several of the planes out in front actually have an advertising component to them. We have, private flying is a relatively small business in the United States, bigger here than any place else, but it's still relatively small. But we have some small but dedicated manufacturers and supporters, and so we arrange with them to put several of their latest and greatest products right out in front.
So this airplane right here that's right in front of us, what is this airplane right here?
This is a Great Lakes, Great Lakes 2T1, and it was designed originally as a trainer back in the 30s, and you can still find original examples of the Great Lakes. They're a wonderful airplane, kind of a larger version, you might say, of the Pitt Special, but with 180 horsepower, which doesn't seem like much for a good-sized two-seat airplane, they fly wonderfully. They're a great design and a timeless design, and they're now being produced by the, I believe it's the New Waco Corporation, who are also producing type-certificated versions of earlier Waco biplanes.
So they're recreating this, and this is a perfect example of something that an IAC member would buy to compete with, huh?
Yes, they may. The Great Lakes is a very capable aircraft through the intermediate category. And again, as I said, for sport aerobatics, they're just a wonderful flying machine, and they have plenty of room in them for two pilots.
Now, we've discussed this before on the show, but let's just refresh everybody's memories. Tell us a little bit about the different categories in IAC when it comes to competition.
Okay. In power aerobatics, we have five categories of competition, and they are self-selected. So if you're new to aerobatics, you might start out in the primary category, which consists of just three or four very simple maneuvers, which can be flown in probably less than 5 minutes. And at a contest, you'll have the opportunity to fly that series of figures in three different flights against other pilots doing the same thing. You can then move on to the sportsman category, where you get loops and all types of loops and rolls, often a spin in the known program. And typically about seven or eight maneuvers in the sequence. Again, though, between 5 and 10 minutes to fly, and you'll fly it three times. Then you move on to the intermediate category, which adds snap rolls and certain vertical maneuvers and an unknown. So you'll fly a known and a free program of your own design and an unknown program in each contest. Advanced category adds outside maneuvers, some fairly high G maneuvers, higher speeds, requires a pretty capable airplane, pretty fit pilot. That's what I fly. It's, for me, it's where I want to be. It's a lot of fun and not quite as brutal as unlimited. And the unlimited category is unlimited.
You're talking about Lum Shavox and crazy, like airshow aerobatics.
Well, no, believe it or not, tumbling figures like Lum Shavox and some of the airshow maneuvers are not part of our part of the maneuvers that we can use to create a sequence.
Huh.
Our maneuvers are all designed to be easy to judge. A Lum Shavox is not so easy to judge. Sometimes I'm not sure the pilots even know exactly what's going on, so give the judges a break, you know. Make them fly straight lines.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to take a break, Doug, and then we've got some exciting things coming up on the show. I see Debbie Rynn Harvey in the pavilion here, and some aerobatic students from UND are going to join us next. We'll be right back here on the fly with J. Mont G, listening to EAA Radio.